Father, thank you for this blessing you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Turn to Joshua. Abounding. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Now, I gave you a secret for answered prayer. It's almost like don't even ask. Just be around. And things will be just given to you. Is it not true? Now, we have compassed the city and we are going to be compassing the city more. All right? Is it fantastic? It's almost time for the all night to start. Just about 20 minutes to go, then we can start. Hallelujah. Now, march around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. You see, you can't serve God unless you are ready to be odd. You get it? So trying to be socially acceptable and trying to be acceptable in the eyes of education, culture, government, society, media, it's not going to help you when God says, this is how you are going to take over a whole city by letting priests carry the ark around the place you are trying to invade. And similar to that instruction was in Joshua chapter 5 when he said, circumcise everybody. It's almost like God wants to your allegiance. Yeah, are you with him? Are you prepared to be strange, queer, and odd for me? Is it too much for you to look funny because you are following me? Is it too much? So one of the master keys is follow the ark. The ark is going to go first. There'll be soldiers before and after guarding, and then the people will go around. So the ark speaks of the presence of God. Follow the ark. Follow the anointing. Follow anointing. Your whole life you must be following this ark. You must be around where the ark is. Don't try to use human strength to get your victory. What God has is in mind is far more than what you are praying for, what you are thinking to pray for. Some of you are praying for a husband. God wants to give you a king, not even a husband. Huh? Somebody say, Radi Yesu. You are praying for just an ordinary husband, and God wants to give you a king. Wow. Beautiful. The ark. The ark is going to be going around. Just stay around. Follow the ark. Amen. Amen. Sharp knives. Do something painful. A lot of service to God is private. A lot of service to God is private. And a lot of pain is private. Yeah. A lot of pain is private. It's not obvious. How many have ever been needing to go to the toilet badly, but nobody around knew that that's what was happening to you? Raise up your hand. Have you ever been under a lot of pressure, but nobody knew? Yes. That stress is private, it's personal, it's internal. And everybody else seems to be okay. Yeah. You yourself, you are smiling and talking. There's only some few drops of sweat that are appearing on your forehead. Hallelujah. Stay with the ark. Follow, you see, he said, seek spiritual, look for spiritual gifts. It is a good thing. We should desire spiritual gifts. So your desire and your eyes must be on the Holy Spirit, the anointing, converting the very best from God. Yes, the best. Going to be the best pastor. The best pastor's wife. Yes. The best pastor's wife is not the one who dresses well. No. Dressing well is for you and your fellow ladies who notice what you have done. That's where it ends. That's where it ends. You, the lady, and your fellow ladies who notice your hair, and your this, and your shirt, and all that. That's where it ends. It's not for your husband. Yes. The best person who can teach you how to be a good wife is a man. Because you are going to marry a man. And that is why the Bible says that older women should teach younger women. Because it takes almost your whole life as a woman to understand a man. So it's by the time you are old that you understand what a man wants. When you see a woman trained by other women, it's usually not good. Yes. There's a certain type of mind. That's what I'm telling you. The dressing that you are wearing as a whatever is for you and the fellow ladies who see that thing is nice. Yes. So you see the ladies who say, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, it's very nice. It's just for you, the ladies. Yeah. How did I get into that? I don't even know. God wants to make you the best wife. Yeah. Best pastor's wife. And then I launched into how best pastor. I remembered you people. The best evangelist. The ark is going around and we are following it. Wow. Is that how to fight a war? That's how to fight the war that God has given us. It's to follow anointing. So as you are here, you see, we have not prayed even for a car. You've not noticed. We are converting the best gifts. When you have the anointing, you have everything. Yes. When you have the best, you see, because it contains other things that you are not asking for. Because of the anointing on your life, many things come to you that you don't pray for. Because they are coming to God. They belong to God. The earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's. So when the Lord is with you, the earth comes to you. Yes. Anytime I see a minister of the gospel, money, 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 I always feel uncomfortable. And you should feel uncomfortable because it has been mentioned as the challenger of God. Yeah. Cannot serve God or mammon. So where there's too much financial whatever, it's so easy to come forth. There's something that I don't feel so comfortable about. We cannot be poor, otherwise we will not be here. I mean, look at what God has done. There's nothing poor here. Yes. There's nothing poor here. Even in the country, there's nowhere that you can find that looks like some of the places.
Yeah.
So I'm not against the use of money, or that we need money, or that God is going to give us money. I believe in that. But I'm saying that too much money about every church is not about money. Church is about God. Church is not about money and getting money. You should feel uncomfortable too when you have all that too much. Money, something about money. I hope you get what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a spirit of materialism. It's a grasping spirit. It's a greedy spirit. People who followed Kenneth Hagin used to give examples when he was preaching about how God has blessed him with money. God gave him this, God gave him that. People who, Kenneth Hagin, when you go near him, you not feel much about money. But the people who followed him used the message of faith for money and all that. So the faith people look like financial people, but it is not originally so. Yeah. Jesus said, these things that the Gentiles seek. I'm not a Gentile, spiritual Gentile. I'm not, my life is not seeking for money. My life is coveting the best gift. Seek that you may excel. Was that not what I was sharing with you yesterday? Super abound. Seek 1 Corinthians 14:28. Seek that you may excel in these things. Excel. No. Is it 12:28? Covet earnestly, even so, as much as you are. Yes, 14:12. You have zealous of spiritual gifts. Seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Amen. Amen. And that's what we are seeking. And all other things will be added beyond our imaginations. So we are going to follow the ark. That's what we are doing. Ark. We'll be going around so that we are also going around. Going around, and the ark is going around. So your eyes are on the ark. The spirit. The anointing. The gifts. The power, the presence, the glory of God. Yes, that's what your eyes are on. The focus is the ark, guarded by the soldiers in front, the soldiers behind. The focus is the presence, the glory, the power, the holiness of God is going around. All that you need will be given to you. Will kneel down. Will bow supernaturally. There will be a supernatural element. Even as you are going to actually fight, the supernatural element will be there, because the walls will also fall down. And Rahab is sitting coolly in the wall. She has hung a scarlet, ribbon outside the wall. She hung it there as a sign. Charlie, I'm here. Huh? Somebody find that scripture. Rahab hung this thing outside. Yeah. What? What is 18? Now, he said, you shall bind 18. You bind this scarlet thread in the window. The thread, not really a thread, but like a scarf or whatever, that you let us down by. And bring your mother, your father, your brethren, and your father's household home today. Verse 19. And it shall be who goes out of the doors, his blood will be on his own head. Isn't it? Verse 20. And if thou utter this business, we shall be quit of thine oath. 21. And she said, according to your words. And they departed, and she bound the scarlet lion in the window. This scarlet lion, which is a red lion, speaks of the blood of Jesus. Yes. She's the only one who was saved in that town. As the blood is the only reason for you to be exempted from the hell, the destruction that is coming to Jericho. Everybody is going to die. Yes. Only Rahab escaped because of that scarlet lion. Yes. So you have the ark, the Holy Ghost, presence and gifts going around, and you are following it. You are watching it. It's the reason. And the blood is on the wall, exempting somebody who shouldn't be exempted. Hey, whom you wouldn't respect, but she believed, not that she was holy, she believed, not that she was holy. Not that she was good, but she believed. Yeah. In the blood, the scarlet was saying that this house and the people that are in it, anyone who has been able to come here under this scarlet line, the blood shall escape. You see? Surely they escaped. So the spiritual principles, they are working all the time for people who walk with God. The seeking after the spiritual power of God, the spiritual gifts of God, to give you what you don't pray for. Yes. Let the ark go. Somebody says, are you mad? Do you know the people that are in there? Do you know the killers and the armed forces that have prepared for us? Yeah, I know. But I want first the presence, the glory. I remember one time I was in France years ago. One of our pastors was staying there. Sometimes I would go and stay in his house and pray. I remember one day praying. Like this, praying the whole day, praying in the room. The pastor's wife will go out, they will also go out, and I'll be there praying for spiritual power. I was watching Benny Hinn, praying all day, fasting. It pays to seek after spiritual power and follow the ark. The ark. Yes. What I don't. Everybody said, would you like to go to Singapore? Yes. I don't pray for spiritual things that are followed. Would you like to go to Australia? I've been invited to also come there. We pay this, we pay this. Would you like to go to Philippines? Would you like to go here, America? This.
So I just remember lying in that room praying. Like how we are praying now is the same kind of thing. The same kind of feeling. And I'm doing this part for you. No, not for me. Not for me. Not that I don't need it. I need it. But I'm saying that I'm doing it for you to be used to praying and staying. And praying like Jesus in the garden. Yeah. Praying and praying like Jesus in the garden. Praying and praying like Jesus in the garden. Yes. Follow the ark. Believe in such things. Believe in spiritual things. Yes. And implement it. It works. Almost anything that you pray for, you will have it. Yes. Yeah. The ark, the glory, the presence, representing God with your secret pains and your secret sores, which you can't share everywhere. You can't just go and say, oh, my here and here is paining me. You can't say, you just be moving, you adjust yourself and you be walking. Kalamashupa. Are you still here?
Yes.
Do you love the anointing?
Yes.
Do you love the glory?
Yes.
Do you love the presence of God?
Yes.
Rich presence. Rich presence. Yes. Not just presence, rich presence. Follow it all. And whatever it means, you'll be surprised what it does. Because God is everything. This wretched world is so wretched. You know, there are some people who died 20 years ago. If they rise from the dead and they come to Ghana, they will find almost 100% the same things that they left in Ghana 20 years ago. Huh? If not worse. Almost nothing has changed the whole country. I recently went to Takoradi a few weeks ago. I've not been there for maybe about 9 years. As I drove on the road, I said, hey, there is no change. The only change is that there's more traffic. The road is narrower. The bushes have come. The plantains that have been planted by the roadside are filling the whole country. You can't move. There's no change. This world and this earth has nothing much for us. Follow the ark and see what God can do. Hallelujah. Follow the glory. Follow spiritual power. Yes. And all that it is. Don't follow a path. You know, I see some pastors say, we have dancing stars, we are following you. Dancing stars, you see, it's not, when I came to First Light, it's not something that I created. I saw them dancing. I've never heard such music before. I said, hey, what is this? And I used to just watch them. And after some time, I began to like it. It's not like something that I have a calling to have dancing stars. So you have dancing stars, so you are following. People want to select things and say we are following. When in the real things they should follow, like being in full-time ministry, they are not following it.
Full time, if you are following me, you will love full time ministry. Because that is what I stand for. I stand for who I am. I mean, full time, all out ministry. No bend, no curve, nothing but all out. Come on now. Let's be serious. You say you are doing Dancing Stars. We are hard followers. We are hard followers. We are Dancing Stars. Come on. Stop trying to deceive yourself. Let's follow. When we are following the anointing, there are many things that the Spirit is saying. You see, like the things I was telling you that we have thrown out of the Bible. We are saying this one will not follow, this one will not follow, this one will not follow. You see, you should be honest to say that all these, we should actually follow all of them. Yes. And not say that we don't do this, we don't cover our hair, we don't do this, we don't do this. We should say we follow all. Once you like it, the ones you don't like, the ones you are used to, the ones that are not your culture, the ones that are your culture, that's the safest. But once you start to pick and select, then we can also pick anyone that we don't like. Yes, because if there is a mistake in the first part, there can be a mistake in the second part. If Paul was writing out of cultural opinions and he was a feminist or maleist, what was he? Maleist? What are you? Chauvinist? Patriarch? Sadist? Whatever. Then for everything, when he writes, oh, this part he was a choleric, that's why. This part he wasn't married, that's why. He said, husband love your wife. He doesn't know what marriage is about. So all this is, you see, you have a reason to cancel so many parts of the word of God. Yes. Paul, he wasn't married, doesn't know. What does Paul know about marriage? One of my church members, you know, he was a policeman. And he had an emergency call. So when he went to the house, it was a big woman and her husband who was smaller than him. And she was beating the husband. In a certain country whose name begins with an E. In that country, you are not allowed to hold guns. Police don't have guns. They only have radios with a red button. And in case of emergency, you press it. When you press it, every policeman within 1 mile will come to where you are. Yeah. So when he came, got there, they were fighting. And I think the husband had called for salvation. Are you still here? Yeah. My stories are true. When the policeman, who was our church member, tried to intervene, the woman turned on him. She was from a certain country whose name begins with N. No, I've not mentioned any country, so. Huh? No, wait, no. I'll not mention the country. Just keep it to yourself if you know the country. She charged on him and she said, idiots. Idiots. What do you know about marriage? Are you married? What do you know about marriage? Idiot, get out of the house. And he pressed the emergency button. Yes. He pressed the emergency button for salvation. Hey. She said the woman insulted him well. What do you know about marriage? So you can't tell Apostle Paul, what do you know about marriage? You are not married. Say, husband, love your wife. Wives, do this. What do you mean? Emergency button. So we cannot discard any part of the word. So when you are following the ark, there are many things about the anointing. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment. You have to follow all those parts. And I said that we are following only the falling down part. We believe in the falling down, but we also believe in the wisdom and the knowledge and the counsel. Yes, do all that one. Then we know that you are really following the ark, the glory, the
the rich presence. Shkilabas.
Stand to your feet. We are going to follow this ark, I tell you.
We have already entered the all night.
Listen, sit down, I'll tell you a secret. You know, I'll tell you a secret of praying for a long time. How many want a secret of praying for a long time? Yeah. One of the secrets of praying for a long time is that when the prayer is about to end and it's working, just continue to the next, where the police stop, what is it called? Barrier, the next barrier. Yes. One day I called some people, I said, let's pray. We started praying. I thought I would just pray for 1 hour. Then when the 1 hour was ending, it was good, so we continued. Then when the second hour was ending, we continued. It was 3 hours. When the third hour finished, it was working. I said, let's continue. 4 hours. I was still standing with them. When we finished, continue. 5 hours. And so it's working. Shabbala, let's continue. 6 hours. Let's continue. 7 hours. I never told them what they were. They were going somewhere. I prayed with them for 12 hours. Yes. They were going out. I said, no, it's working. That's why we are here at 10 o'clock. We were supposed to close at 4. Yes. It's working. When it's working, continue to the next barrier where the police are. Yes. Charlie, you people are getting secrets of various things. Stand to your feet. What are we going to follow? Following the ark. Moving around. The presence, the glory, the gifts. That's what Paul was saying when he said covet the gifts. The best gift is the same thing. Follow, desire the gifts. The best things that God has. The spiritual things. Follow them. Lift your hands. Kasha Osama Ataba Alama. Kreme Sembele Medebele Shinara Babada.